بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته وزادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون، الذين يقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون. صدق الله العظيم. Continuing with the chapter on yaqeen and tawakkul. As we mentioned, this word yaqeen means total and complete conviction. And the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We discussed quite a few verses of the Qur'an. One of the verses which we discussed previously, very, very important verse, as I mentioned, because in this verse of the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us what we can call a thermometer or a gradient to test what is the level of our conviction, what is the level of our iman. Allah ta'ala says, innama, only and only the believers are those. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name is taken, their hearts tremor. That is, their hearts take effect from the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the consciousness of Allah ta'ala. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلِيْهِمْ آيَاتُ وَزَادَتُمْ إِيمَانًا. And when Qur'an is read, then their iman increases. As I mentioned, as Imam Yusuf Sahib rahmatullah alayhi in his Hadith Sahaba, there is an entire chapter devoted to this. That is, what effect the verses of the Qur'an, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, would have upon the hearts of Sahaba Ikram. Many, many places in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of what we call umurul ghaybiyya, that these things of the unseen. Likewise, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the ahadith, he would tell us about things that will occur in qabr, that will occur in akhirat. Tell us about Jannah, tell us about Jahannam. Now, these are things which we cannot see, they are from the unseen. But such an effort of iman, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made upon Sahaba Ikram. We find many Sahaba, they would make utterances or they would say things like that, Ya Rasulullah, it is as if we can see these things. Like one Sahabi, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks him, when he enters the masjid, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prods him and he asks him, that how do you find yourself? It's a lengthy riwayat, but the crux of it is that he says, Ya Rasulullah, it is as if I can hear the people of Jahannam screaming. It is as if I can see the ni'mat and the bounties of Jannat. One Sahabi, Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on one occasion he's lying with his head in the lap of his wife, and all of a sudden he starts crying. So she, looking at him, she starts crying. So he asks her, Ma yubki, that why are you crying? So she says, I saw you crying, this is why I started crying. Hearts were very, very pure. Hearts were very soft. So he explains. He says, ذَكَرْتُ قَوْلَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَىٰ. I thought of the verse of the Qur'an. وَإِمْ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا. Allah Ta'ala referring to the Sirat, the bridge over Jahannam. According to various riwayat, description comes of this bridge, that it is thinner than a hair, sharper than a blade. Some riwayat, it comes that it is 1500 years long. This is a bridge which Allah Ta'ala has erected over Jahannam. And in this verse of the Quran, Allah says, وَإِمْ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا. That every one of you, without any exception, every one of you will have to cross this bridge. كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا. حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا. This is a decision which Allah has taken, irreversible, must occur. Every one of you will have to cross this bridge over Jahannam. So he says, I thought of this verse of the Quran, and then the fear entered my heart. What happens if I slip and fall into Jahannam? How am I going to cross this bridge? Now, that is something from the unseen, a bridge over Jahannam, the Sirat. Sahabi in this world, the verse of the Quran, and he is crying with the fikr and concern that how am I going to cross that bridge? How many of us, we plan some journey, we're going overseas, beforehand worried about the hotel arrangements, which car is going to pick us up from the airport. Like we are worried about things that we can see that are tangible. Sahaba Ikram were concerned about things from the unseen. One occasion, the verse of the Quran is recited in the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that waqooduha an-nasu wal-hijara. Allah Ta'ala says, O people of Iman, save yourselves. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Save yourselves and your families from the fire of Jahannam, the fuel of which is men and stones. One Sahabi, elderly person, فَقَامَ شَيْخٌ كَبِيرٌ, stands up
And he says, Ya Rasulullah, ahijaratu jahannam kahijarati dunya. He says, Ya Rasulullah, are the stones of jahannam like the stones of this world? Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam responds and he says, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ لَسَخْرَةٌ مِّن سَخْرِ جَهَنَّمْ كَعَظَمِ جِبَالِ الدُّنْيَا كُلِّهَا. He says, by the qasam of that being in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, one pebble of Jahannam is like the hugest mountain of this world. When he hears this, elderly person, he starts breathing heavily. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam rushes forward and he says, قُلْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Say لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. The Sahabi says لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ and he passes away on the spot. The effect of the words of Allah and his Rasul, Jahannam is not visible. The stones of Jahannam are not visible. But such effect their hearts would take. Once Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is eating some grapes. There's a Bedouin, an Arab in front of him. Grapes were something the Arabs used to... It was very rare. Some used to come from Taif or it used to come from Yemen. It was an expensive fruit at that time. So the Sahabi asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in Jannat will there be grapes? And I'm cutting the incident short. He asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to describe the size of one bunch of grapes. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, a crow will fly for 1 month. It won't cross this one bunch of grapes in Jannat. So then the Sahabi asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam about the size of one grape. So look at the man out of shafqat, out of compassion. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam brings himself to the level of this Bedouin, simple person. So he says to him, you know, sometimes your father slaughters a ram or a ewe or a calf. Those days they used to use the skin of the animal to make a water pot, to make a container where they used to carry water and preserve. Because of the desert, obviously they need water. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, did you observe the skin of that animal that is used to make that container which you keep water in? So he said, yes, Ya Rasulullah. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, one grape will be that size. So this person, in his simple way, Bedouin, obviously not an educated person, so he says, idhan tushbi'uni wa ahli. He says, Ya Rasulullah, then one grape will be enough for me and my family? One grape from Jannat will be enough for me and my family? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam smiles and says, وَعَامَّةَ عَشِيرَتِكَ. Not only you and your family, your whole tribe, one grape of Jannat will be sufficient for them. So this is the way Sahaba-i-Kiram used to relate to the verses of Quran, to the ahadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It was as if the things of unseen became visible to them. So coming back to this verse of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. That when Quran is read, the iman increases. وَهُمْ عَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. And they have complete trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then what is the effect of this? How does it translate itself into the life of a mu'min? That his yaqeen in Allah is developed. His tawakkul in Allah is developed. Allah Ta'ala goes on to say, الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. How will you see it in their lives? They will establish salah. And they will spend out of that which we have given them. That is, they will implement in their lives the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'm digressing, but we find that whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of Quran, speaks of salah in the Quran, Allah doesn't say make salah. Yuqimuna salah. Allah says they establish salah in their lives. One aspect of this, which Mufassirin explain, what does it mean, establishment of salah? In relation to the men, it means performing our salah with jamaat. Performing our salah with jamaat in the masjid. Unfortunately, we see many of us are weak in this aspect. We come late for salah with jamaat. Or fajr salah, a lot of people miss. Or salah when we are involved in the business in winter. Asr salah, many of us are not there in the masjid. We should take this extra trouble of making sure that we make our salah properly and make our salah with jamaat in the masjid. One riwayat, Abdullah bin Masood radiallahu ta'ala, who says, referring to the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Sahaba was so, they would place so much emphasis on making salah with jamaat, that he says that the Sahaba with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ma yakhtalifu anha, ayani salati ma'al jama'ah, that they would never ever miss their salah with jamaat to such an extent that only who, they, to such an extent that even a munafiq or a sick person would be brought. He says, وَلَقَدْ كَانَ الرَّجُلْ يُؤْتَى بِهِ يُهَادَ بَيْنَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ حَتَّى يُقَامَ فِي الصَّفِ. He says, even the sick person, supported by two people, would be brought to the masjid until he is made to stand in the saf in salah. That is the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was the extent to which they persevered in making the salah wa jama'at. So very, very important, my respected brothers. We should try and bring this in our lives, that our five times salah with jama'at. Allah Ta'ala says these are the osaf and the qualities of the mu'mineen. Alladhina yuqimuna salah wa mimma razaqnahum yunfiqoon. They establish salah and they spend out of that which we have given them. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.